Shalom and Bracha, we're coming to the end of Bochi Navshi after David and Melech appreciating the beautiful world that Hashem created for all our needs in such a fine, beautiful fashion. And in recognition that there's both Midas HaChesed V'Rachamim in the world, but there's also Midas HaDin, there's evil in the world, but it's all orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our benefit. That caused David HaMelech to relate to life as a Shira LaHashem B'Chayai, a Zamer L'Elokai B'Yodi. Constantly had that feeling of singing out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the wonderful thing He does for us. And a higher level than that is the pasuk of Yerav Olov Sichi Anuich Yismach B'Hashem. There are times that a person feels a tremendous hatova, goodness that happened to him, that causes him emotion of singing. But that's sometimes a temporary thing. It can't be sustained without a stop. Sichi is just common talk, the way a person talks. And the way a person talks is a reflection of the way he relates to life. And that's a higher level. That's a constant thing. The way I talk, it says, Yofa Sichoson Shel Abdi Ovos. The sikha, the common talk, the way they would say over what happened to them in their life, the way they approach things in their life, of the Avodim of Avram Avinu, shows us how clear their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in respect to the day-to-day events. It says, Sichas Chulun Shel Tamid Chachomim, Tzoch Talmud. Even the talk of mundane things that Tamid Chachomim speak is g'day to pay attention to how they relate to it. Akol Kol Yaakov, the way Yaakov Avinu would say over things also. He always mentioned that it's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Eliezer taught us that also. You have something to do, remind yourself, you're going with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need a Sata Shemai, and then when it works out, thank Hashem. Chazanish used to say, a person goes shopping for a suit, before he goes out, he should make a short comment to himself, a tefillah. Should be have tzlocha to find it quickly, find something that I'm happy with, and then after he gets it, thank Hashem. Rabbi Yankel Galinsky used to say in his older years by us, when I have to walk from the living room to the kitchen, I make a short tefillah, like Kodesh Boho, I should make it there, I shouldn't trip on the way, and when we get there, I thank Hashem. These are different madrigas, but it's an approach to life that my siach. The common talk which reflects the way I approach things in life should be Yerav Olov, should be sweet in the eyes of Hashem. Because we all should feel and build up that sweet relation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anuich Yismach B'Hashem. And that gives us the ability throughout life to always be happy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Happy with the Midas HaChesed V'Rachmim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when things don't go the way we want, remind ourselves it's all there for our benefit, and we'll get past it if we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm with you. The tremendous power Klal Yisrael has when we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even this present situation, we're not enough reminding ourselves of the tremendous miracles that we saw over the past half a year, past year. It was just a little bit over half a year ago with the missiles from Iran, and then the second time before Rosh Hashanah. Hundreds and hundreds of things which could cause so much destruction and chas v'shalom, loss of life. And Baruch Hashem, nobody was killed. None of us were killed in these things. And the tens of thousands of missiles that were shot, unfortunately, there were though that were wounded and killed. But it's off the charts statistically. This is we say the Yeshua says Elyon. Hashem watches over us. We don't have to be afraid of the arrows, the missiles that are being shot at us. And so many other things that we know about, that we don't know about. I remember half a year ago talking to somebody that was in the army. They were so terrified from the Hezbollah. They're the powerful ones. We're having a hard time in the south and the north. Who knows what's going to be? And Hashem made such siyata shemayis that they fell for things that no intelligent person would fall for. with the peepers, and there's so much involved in that, so much information we got out of that, and Baruch Hashem, B'siyat Hashem, we were able to weaken them tremendously. All these things, Anoich Yasmach B'Hashem, remind ourselves of the Chasodim. These are the big ones we saw now, but we always have big ones. The fact that I'm able to walk and talk and hear, and the fact that we have food to eat, and we have air to breathe, the fact that we have our families, everything that we have, Anoich Yasmach B'Hashem, and if I pay more and more attention, then Mele my Siach will be based on that. My approach to life will be based on that. And I will be able always to be in a state of Simcha B'Hashem.